This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today I'm out of the studio, but I am encouraging you that the pull on your heart just may be from God. Sometimes God will lead you off the normal course and onto a different path. And as often as we turn to God for direction, He is also guiding us. And sometimes that comes in the form of a gentle pull on your heart. This was surely the case with Ruth. After Naomi lost her husband and her two sons, she felt abandoned by God. So she decided to return to her hometown. She told her two daughter-in-laws, Ruth and Orpah, that she was planning to return home, but they didn't want her to return home alone. So they insisted on going with her. Naomi thought it was too much of a sacrifice, so she declined their offer. Eventually, Orpah relented and told Naomi to return home alone, but Ruth insisted on staying with her. What's interesting here is that Ruth was from Moab, and the Moabites served other gods. Therefore, Ruth would not only be leaving her home and family and friends, but she would even be leaving her way of worship. Yet, she decided to trust the pull on her heart and leave her normal course for the path that God was leading her toward. While Orpah faded into history, Ruth went on to marry Boaz and would become the great-grandmother to King David. So if you feel your heart being pulled in a different direction, just trust that God may be setting forth a new path designed just for you. And as you think about that, remember these words. You are blessed when you follow His directions, doing your best to find Him. Psalm 119:2. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel. So today, respond to that pull.